Welcome to the Utah House of Representatives podcast. My name is Harry Hansen, and I'll be your host. Well, this week we delivered the materials and the donations that the Utah House of Representatives, in partnership with the Office of Legislative Research and General Counsel and the Legislative Fiscal Analyst's Office, put together to gather materials for teachers in the Ogden School District. Now, these schools are Title I schools, so they have a little bit more need than most, but especially during the coronavirus pandemic, they have had much more need to supply classroom materials than they typically would have on a normal year. Now, in total, we were able to raise just over $5,000 in financial donations, but we also were able to receive roughly $3,000 in donated materials from local businesses. So special shout out to the Staples in Riverdale for their generous support and generous contributions. And I also want to give a shout out to the bike shop in South Ogden for their generous contribution, providing reusable water bottles for our students in these schools. So thank you to both Staples and the bike shop for being our two largest contributors. And thank you to all the other professional offices and the members of the Utah House of Representatives for donating so generously to this worthy cause to provide these students and these teachers with the resources they need to have a good education and a good experience through such a difficult time. We dropped off the materials on Friday morning, and here are just a few of the responses that we got from teachers, principals, and the students of these classrooms.
Oh, that is so generous, you guys.
That's my word.
Again, I want to thank everyone who donated to this project. The teachers and the students of these schools are so appreciative, more than you will ever know. Now, we're going to take a break for the next couple of weeks from the podcast because of the holiday season, so enjoy your holidays. And don't forget to tune in the first week of January for an update about how the legislature is going to operate safely during the 2021 general legislative session. We'll see you then.